they're in Michigan, so, you know, of course we want to own the state, and I feel like they feel the same exact way, you know, and I feel like no matter what, no matter when we play them, it's always going to be some, you know, we're always going to be competing. I mean, in itself, it's another game. So it doesn't matter who you play, you're going to compete. And I feel like they're another game that we play, and we're going to compete to our best abilities to win that game.
Talk a little bit about the meeting down Garden last year in that game.
I mean, you pretty much said it yourself. I don't need to say much more. It's pretty much.
Are you impressed he stayed in the game, Shelly?
I am. I commend them for, you know, finishing the game and, you know, coming out and being a trooper.
I'm speechless.
I don't know. That's about all.
When we talk about the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry, so many more fans in Michigan State are Michigan fans than Michigan State. I mean, the numbers show it's kind of a 65-35. You're talking about right, Matt? Two-thirds. And sometimes the fan base can get a little intimidated. For the players, I mean, are you guys aware of the trend is kind of against State? Is that something that you guys are aware of?
We love all odds against us. That's how we play. That's always how we've been. We've always been the underdog, so that doesn't shock us at all. All we can do is go out there and play. You know, we don't. The fans are going to be fans.
Are you trying to win fans? I mean, is that one thing? Do you think you guys are?
We're trying to win games, not fans. Trying to win the games.
Connor says that Michigan, you know, is your big rival. But do you believe him in his case since he's in Ohio? Do you really think that's true? Or did you sense a difference in him last year before he played Ohio State? Could you tell that this was personal?
I think it is a little different playing Ohio State, especially for, you know, people who are from Ohio. You know, a lot of them didn't get the opportunity to get, you know, recruited by him. So it is sort of a rival for them. But if he feels as if it's Michigan, you know, I can't say it's not. You know, that's his take on it. And, you know, it.
But could you sense it was personal for him last year when you guys were getting ready for that Big Ten championship game, and maybe there was a little bit more, maybe a chip on his shoulder a little bit?
I mean, his performance was great. I didn't know, you know, how he was in the locker room because I was too busy, you know, trying to get into my own mindset. But, you know, the way he played, I guess, showed that he, you know, he wanted to win.
What were your impressions of that rivalry as an outsider in high school and before you got in the middle of the Michigan one?
Okay. I was confused for a moment.
What were your impressions, I mean, not being a Michigan native of that rivalry?
Well, honestly, when I was, you know, before I even picked Michigan State, before I even knew of, you know, that I was going to get recruited by him, I had no clue that Michigan and Michigan State were two different schools, you know. But when I got here, it was brought to my attention very fast, you know. I understood, you know, very quickly who we were and who they were.
How was it brought to your attention? Was there kind of a, wow, I'm a full moment, or I mean, was there?
It was one of those, you know, just explaining, like, man, I'm happy to be here at Michigan, you're here at Michigan State, you know. So it was one of those moments where you're like, oh, okay, I got it. I get what you're saying. Now I see it, you know.
What was the first moment in the Michigan State game where you grasped the intensity of that game, a play or a hit?
I would say just, you know, walking out of the tunnel, then there you could tell how intense we were, how intense they were, just how things were going to go. I feel like the first moment where I understood, you know, like, this is serious, is when we beat them my freshman year and, you know, they walked off and didn't shake our hands.
Early in the season here, you're going to be playing a game at Oregon. What does that game do for you guys as a program?
I think early in it gives us a test right there to show if our pieces, you know, need to be tightened, just because we have a lot of young guys stepping in. So it just shows, like, what do we need to be better at? Not only that, but I heard that it may give us a better chance to make it to the 14 playoff if we can make it to the Big Ten championship.
So now, following off of that, because I know your coach felt like you should have played for a national title last year, if you were to win that game, do you feel that that suddenly bolts you into that conversation for a 14 playoff, assuming you guys are able to meet the same success?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of out of my hands. I don't really focus on that because all I can do is go out and play each and every day. When it comes to the 14 playoff, you know, I just play the cards I'm dealt. So if we make it, we make it. If we don't, no, we don't.
You and some of the other guys talked about that Notre Dame game last year. you know, how we lost one game and didn't want to. Does that almost put more of a focus on an early season game like this now? I mean, it'd be a big game but
that's perfect. It shows that, you know, you have to win each and every game, you know. Even like you say, even the early on the games, even if they're not in your conference, those are games that you need to win, you know, and it shows how it can hurt you down the road. So I think that is a bigger emphasis on winning all games, you know, not just, you know, just because they're not in our conference, you know, we will still be in a race, you know. It gives us the idea that, you know, every game is crucial.